The flood has become a very major concern. To think that we have political party campaigns ongoing at the same time where we have these floods, well, it puts us in a position where many Nigerians are watching to see what political parties will do. Many parts of the country already cut off here in the Niger Delta, most especially Bayelsa State, hard to reach, entirely cut off from other parts of the country. Some of the lawmakers in Bayelsa State came together and put out a statement calling for the federal government to declare a state of emergency there. In Rivers State, it's also a big problem in many parts. The Aouda axis of the East-West Road is something else. There are fears that we might face scarcity of petrol, food price increase, many issues around this. But just yesterday, reports came in that the Rivers State government had started distributing relief materials in the Aouda axis. And we get to find out today how far, how well that has been carried out, amongst many other questions that we would be asking. And one of those questions on Facebook you would find is, beyond relief materials, what do you think? You think that enough is being done to manage the flood situation? Because some people have said it looks like now just a flood occur relief material thing. We don't really have any other plan as to what can we do to move the food items that are stuck in different areas into town? What can we do to move the petrol tankers that are stuck in different areas into town? How are we thinking around these problems to find a solution, aside just giving out relief materials to people? And even for the victims, how can we think outside the box? Because it looks like it's just more of find a place for them to stay and share noodles and share rice and share this and that and that. And that's the end. Questions upon questions upon questions. This morning, my guest is a traditional ruler, Felix Otuwaekpo. He will be speaking to us and giving us first-hand information as to the situation around the outer axis of Rivers State and the East-West Road, what the condition is like so far. Meanwhile, you can share your opinion with us on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. We have a post up there. Beyond relief material, do you think enough is being done to manage the flood situation so far in Rivers State? Not just in Rivers State, you can even go as far as the Niger Delta. Before coming on, I was trying to get in touch with the NEMA South South coordinator. Well, unfortunately, it was impossible to know what NEMA is doing now about the situation. Let's get over to our guest who's on the phone line. Good morning. Your Highness, you're welcome. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Nigerian Info. Good morning, Rivers State.
Okay, so quickly, talk to us. What is the situation like? We heard that relief materials are being distributed or have been distributed. I don't know which one, you clarify for us. But is that the case right now in some of the communities affected by the flood in Aouda?
Yes, as of yesterday afternoon, we have received relief materials at the Aouda camp, as a camp behind the River State University campus in Aouda.
Mm.
We have equally received relief materials in Iwike camp and the Edofa camp.
Okay.
And I had a robust discussion with members of the committee yesterday that today, Tuesday, more relief materials will be sent to the other camps at Odiabiri, at Oporo, Ekasa, Ochiba, and the few persons that are yet to be rescued at the Ozochi community.
Okay, clarify for us as well. What was the relief materials? What did they entail? What did they contain? What sort of materials were delivered?
Actually, we have received rice, we have received yam, and indomie and other materials, you know, that were supplied yesterday.
Mm. Go on.
Yes, we raised the issues concerning mattresses because most of the IDPs are sleeping on the floor. And we all understand that it's difficult to procure mattresses in very large number at the moment, because of, especially that yesterday, and over the weekend because of the situation in the southeast. That we are making understand that some of the committee members have been dispatched to Onitsha and Aba to procure materials in large quantities. And so we are expecting that before the close of the most of the materials would have arrived the camps.
I was coming to that question next because we've had complaints about the condition for IDPs, their living condition, which brings me to their health as well. Were mosquito nets among some of the things that were distributed? How is the hygiene situation like? How is the health situation of the IDP people living in those camps?
Actually, most of what is needed has not been distributed. But as an interim measure, we found another subcommittee within the camp, among the IDPs themselves, to enforce sanitary conditions in the camp. And this is working, as they are taking a sort of measures to ensure that the camps are clean, they are neat, and we are hoping that the promise made by the committee yesterday to supply mosquito nets and other nets to cover the windows and other places will be fulfilled today. And especially the issue of sick persons in the camp, we equally raised concern yesterday. And before they are coming, the Opata Professional Council has contacted the Nigerian Army and the Nigerian Police to secure some medical doctors from the Army Medical Services and the Police Medical Services. And they have given us their word that this morning, in fact, we are expecting them now, they are on their way. They have called this morning, especially the police, the medical doctors, they are on their way to raid our camp. And we equally expect that the committee has promised yesterday that they will bring in at least 5 doctors per camp. If we can achieve that, I believe the IDPs will have a very healthy stay in the camp.
And also quickly, conversations are also around the preparedness of government at the local level and even at the state level, especially knowing that this flood was going to come and we had an ample amount of time because we were informed early. And just recently, we also got more information from the Minister of Humanitarian Affairs, Disaster Management and Social Development that in the coming weeks, the floods might get worse. And many is, and the statement she made was that adequate preparations were not made by local governments and state governments. What's your perspective as to the level of preparation?
Well, I'm very surprised that the Humanitarian and Disaster Management Ministry is blaming states and local governments for their own failure. The disaster is beyond the capacity of states and local governments. And they know that every year the federal government is budgeting billions of naira to attend to this kind of emergency. Unfortunately, as I speak, no member of NEMA has visited any of the IDP camps in Opata Kingdom and in fact the entire Afata East local government. I have not seen any single NEMA official. This is very, very unfortunate. And they cannot sit in Abuja and be in a foreign plane. They know what to do. Mm. As a ministry, they should think strategically. They shouldn't wait for what has to come or to give you warning signs. What are they warning? You know, there's an opportunity to advise the federal government to create dams that will absorb these waters that are coming from Cameroon and elsewhere. They are supposed to advise the federal government to dredge River Niger and other rivers around the Niger Delta to allow free flow of water. All this they have not done because they want to cover their incompetence, the city of Abuja, and blaming the states and local government. This is unacceptable. We know that if this flood has happened elsewhere, and all the time it has happened elsewhere, they responded swiftly. Why have they failed to do things in River State?
I had a conversation with the NEMA South coordinator. That was some weeks before the flood got intense. And one of the things he mentioned was it's difficult for NEMA to operate in this state without working with SEMA, which is an arm of the state government for disaster management. You haven't seen NEMA officials. Has any member of SEMA also been present at those camps?
None of them have come to the camp. None. As a matter of fact, they don't need to wait for summer. They don't need to. They know where the camps are. They know where the thing is happening. They know the policies of the traditional rulers that are directly affected, whose people are directly affected. We expect them to come. We take them round. Sometimes they sit in Port Harcourt office there and claim that they're against security. Where is insecurity? So far as we are concerned, our area is one of the most peaceful in this country. We don't have security issues. And so they should come and see what is happening. In fact, when we are speaking on radio like this, you may not even know the magnitude of the suffering of our people. Let them come and see. These are Nigerians. We are not foreigners. We shouldn't be treated as second-class citizens in our own country. NEMA should come and see what our people are going through.
All right, we're still going to try to get in touch with the NEMA South coordinator. Before coming on, we tried to get in touch with him, but he wasn't taking his calls. We're still trying to get in touch and find out what NEMA is doing and what the situation is like. And then, if you wouldn't mind, Mr. Otuwarik, well, if we could get pictures of the conditions of the camps and the living conditions of people, that would be really appreciated so we can get first-hand view as to what is happening in those camps and in those areas. There are also talks about the condition of the East-West Road. But before we get into all of those details, tell us more about certain rumors that have been spreading around. There've been members of different political parties beginning to accuse officials and those involved in the distribution of relief materials, or individuals who might want to even contribute to, you know, help alleviate the plight of the people in these hard times. Some have been accused of being political with the whole situation. Is this anything you've observed or seen?
Well, you know, when we have this kind of situation, a lot of rumors fly here and there. As a matter of fact, anyone who intends to donate anything should channel it to the committees that have been set up. In Upper Port Harcourt Kingdom, beyond the state government committee, we set up a committee in Upper Port Harcourt Kingdom because we understand our people better. And the Upper Port Harcourt committee works directly with the local government committee, which liaises with the state committee. And so any relief material coming to us passes through the committee. It's not proper for anyone to go straight to the camp to go and donate, you know, without the knowledge of the committee members. It's not proper. Let's put things in a proper perspective. Whoever is donating should ask questions.
Has anyone tried to go directly to the camp to make donations?
To the best of my knowledge, I'm not aware. The persons who called me, I referred them to the chairman of the committee in charge of managing the internally displaced persons in the camp. And they took the material straight to the chairman of the committee, who took them to the camp and introduced them that, okay, Mr. A or Mrs. B have donated this and that, you know, just for their information.
Mm.
And we've had that. And so if anybody is not following that procedure, it means that person may have one or two things, you know, that is not proper.
All right. If you just tuned in, we're talking with traditional ruler if you're in River State, Felix Otuwarik, specifically in Aoda, and he's given us certain ideas and insight as to what the IDP camps look like and what the situation is developing so far. No member of NEMA has been seen in those areas. Whether it is the same across the other areas, we also know that in Egba, Egbema, we have a very serious situation there as well. And the last time we spoke with Nema, Nema would point fingers towards the state government and SEMA. Well, how that has been resolved, hopefully we find out when we get in touch with the NEMA South South coordinator. In the meantime, you can tell us what your perspective to this is on Facebook. Beyond relief materials, do you think enough is being done to manage the flood situation so far? We're live on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. We're live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH as well. Quickly, before we go on a short commercial, Your Highness, do you feel that enough is being done to manage the situation now? Many looked at what's happening. For instance, it's beyond in Bayelsa State. It's almost Bayelsa State is already cut off from the country, and we had some of the lawmakers, some of the senators, past, present, coming together to put out a communique asking for a state of emergency to be declared. When you look at the situation, would you say that same approach should be taken by the federal government for the situation in River State as well?
As a matter of fact, I don't believe in a declaration of state of emergency, because after declaring state of emergency, what next? Declaration of state of emergency just to divert attention. What we need is government presence. To the federal government presence, NEMA should show physical presence. These people need psychological, emotional, and spiritual healing.
But many also have pointed out, in Bayelsa State, for instance, you'd see the governor visiting the sites, going round to look at what happened. There were pictures that surfaced on social media, even though some people were not pleased with those pictures as at the timing that they came out. But we knew that he went to the sites and saw the roads, the infrastructure, the camps. Many expected same from the River State governor, especially upon his return from Spain. But the conversation was largely with party issues and the PDP. Shouldn't we also see our leaders here in River State visit camps and encourage people psychologically, giving them hope?
His Excellency traveled out of the country and he just came in only yesterday. But before his arrival, officials of the state government have been visiting the camp along with us. When they arrive, they come to the palace and we'll go with them to visit the people in the camp. The governor cannot do all the work alone. He has appointed officials to work for him in a representative capacity. Now that he has returned, I have no doubt that his excellency will do the needful to come and see his people in the camps. He has been doing that in the past, and I have no doubt that his excellency will create time to come and see his children in the camps.
Okay.
I believe he will do that.
All right. Thank you very much, Your Highness. But just to go on a short commercial, when we return, the conversation will continue. Just stay on the line for us for a few minutes. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. Short commercial comes up next. Remember, your questions, contributions on Facebook and on WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. We'll be right back.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
We're back and live on Facebook, on Twitter, I beg your pardon, at Nigeria Info PH. On Facebook, we have a post up for you. We're live on Facebook as well, at Nigeria Info PH. So you can drop your comments and share your thoughts with us so we can respond to them as soon as possible. So many questions are being asked, loads of questions. How are we thinking outside the box? We have food, we have petrol tankers, we have many other resources trapped, especially around the outer axis of the East-West Road. They can't come in and people can't go out. How do we get these things to people? In Bielsa State, it's serious because even if you're in Bielsa, you cannot leave Bielsa. There's no road for you to live with, to leave with. There is no way to get into the state and no way to get out. So in that condition, is the government going to sit and say, well, the roads are bad, but there's no way to go in, so people cannot eat? Petrol is selling for as high as 700 naira a litre right now. In some places, 800. A bag of water is almost being sold for 300 to 400 naira now. I mean, name it. What people are doing to themselves in this case, because I don't understand why you would begin to inflate price of things at this kind of time, where even if you inflate and you sell and you get the money, you cannot go and buy another one. Basically, the money becomes almost useless at this point. But that aside, some members of the ninth, the caucus, Bielsa caucus of the ninth National Assembly, put out a statement, and they were urging the federal government to declare a state of emergency, especially when you see the condition of the East-West Road at the moment and the disaster emergency that Bielsa really needs. The various ministries, departments and agencies, National Emergency Management Agency, NEMA, the National Commission for Refugees, Migrants and Internally Displaced Persons, the Federal Ministry of Humanitarian Affairs, Disaster Management and Social Development, all together, a state of emergency basically is what they are calling for. Some of the senators spoke, including the governor, Henry Sirleaf Dixon. And apologies. You look at the situation, and like my guest had said, shouldn't we have these agencies and ministries? I was even looking at the NTDC, which of course is not an intervention agency, but one that was set up to ensure development in the Niger Delta. And if the Niger Delta is in this sort of situation, is it out of place for a commission like the NTDC to support and provide materials and say, well, this, because I told you I went to Delta, I went to Anambra, I went to Imo State, and then I found out one thing. SEMA in all those states aren't really working. They have SEMA, but are they really working? In Delta State, you couldn't see it work. In Rivers State, there are questions, and even till now, we've hampered on it as many times as possible. Not even a statement from SEMA. NEMA making excuses too, saying, well, they are doing what they can do, but then SEMA and the state government isn't working. Puts us in a situation where do we even need to be blaming now when all hands need to be on deck to work? Well, let's get back to my guest quickly and wrap up the conversation with him so he can get back to a very busy schedule. Your Highness, you're welcome. Thank you for staying with us on the line.
Thank you.
If you can quickly just give us a hint, we don't know how possible this is, if whether or not you've visited those areas, but what is the condition of the East-West Road at the moment, especially around the outer axis? Is the flood still at a high level, or are we seeing some decline in the tides?
The axis of the East-West Road, they are part of my community. Ikoke community is part of Okota Kingdom. Olekata community is part of Okota Kingdom. And then after that, Lokobo, Okobe and all that, they are Ibudia Kingdom, also in a ethnic nation. You know, they are my people, and yesterday evening I was at Ikoke to assess the condition of the IDPs at the camp there. And after which we took a stroll to where the trailers were parked, and the water level is still very high. But the chairman of Ahoda West, I think, walking through the committee, state committee, has provided two speedboats to ferry passengers across that dangerous spot. You know, but even if a passenger crosses that particular spot, you know, had you traveled to Delta, for example, given the fact that virtually across the road there are very serious areas too.
Not the Patani axis so as well.
Like I said, beyond the capacity of state.
But what about sorry to interject here, what about the food items? Because they said the trailers were carrying food, petrol tankers all stuck there. Are there conversations or plans to see how these people can, you know, these items can be moved so people can have access to them?
Yes, for the camp in Indiana, the Ahotawet local government chairman, Banjaliso Pikriko, mobilized some speedboats that carried those food items to Ndiema yesterday. And I'm aware that he went with some members of the state committee, and those food were distributed at Ndiema yesterday. And so, in spite of the dangerous situation we find ourselves, we still have Nigerians who are, you know, risking their lives to protect the lives of others. And I wish to commend members of the state committee for taking very bold steps, you know, to even go beyond, you know, the expectations of people, even at very great risk to their lives.
Mm. All right, Johannes, at this point, we'd have to allow you continue with your day. Thank you very much for making out time to speak with us. We'll keep in touch from every now and then to understand the situation of things as we continue to look at the situation. Thank you very much. Well, there you heard the traditional ruler from the Yauda Axis, Felix Otuwaripo. To be precise, Opata Kingdom. And well, he's given us his insights and his own look into the situation. Well, if you wanted to know whether or not the waters are receding, well, from what he has said, I'm sure you got your answer. What are the plans to move the items that are stuck on the East-West Road into Port Harcourt, into Bayelsa, where at the moment we even have corpses floating? We have... it's really a disaster. Why haven't we heard from them? While we were on the break, I also still tried again to get in touch with the NEMA's South-South coordinator, but still not to no avail. Talking about Godwin Tepiko, he still wasn't taking his call. I'm pretty sure he's also very much occupied, but we'll keep trying. Hopefully we'll get information across to you with regards to what NEMA is also doing. And hopefully we also try to see what SEMA is doing. We're aware what the committee that was set up by the government is doing, but then what SEMA is doing, we'll find out. Like I said, something that became peculiar to some of the states in the South-South that was visited, well, SEMA couldn't really see them actively functioning. Otherwise, many would say if we had that being funded, perhaps we would have achieved more than we are achieving now. We'll open the phone lines and let us hear from you. Perhaps you are in Egbema or other areas that are affected by the flood. We really would want to hear from you and as to what the situation is concerning the flood in your area, the relief materials, how much support is coming in. Let us know from you. What more should we be doing? Are you satisfied with what has been done so far? So far, without relief materials being distributed, are you satisfied with that so far? The numbers are 0817923-0002. 0817923-0002. You can also reach us on 0817923-0003. 0817923-0003. If you're hearing us from Bayelsa as well, Yenegua, would also really want to get your thoughts. You can send us a WhatsApp message 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. I know some parts of Anambra State also flooded because I went through that myself as well. So we really want to know what your government is also doing about the situation in your state. In Bayelsa State, what is the state government doing? Besides calling for a state of emergency to be declared, I'm pretty sure the state government has funds that should be budgeted for this purpose. How have those funds been utilized and who's monitoring how these funds are being used? There's another question. Ernest is calling from Enelga. Good morning, Ernest.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
I am calling from IBP Center in Onega.
Okay.
IBP Center located at Eliota. So we have been here for more than 4 days. We have been camping here for more than 4 days. I see there has not been a single presence of our philanthropy. Don't know. Since the local government announced a later IDP center as a center to accommodate people that have been displaced, no show of concern. And I am surprised that they will say they don't have an aircraft or a copper to lift those things they say are stranded over there. We spend billions to fight crime. That saving people's lives, they are giving us TV that there is no way to enter. What is our aircraft? What are they doing with it? Please, please, I've heard that the local government chairman of America and Representative Joe has been going around in other IDP centers. But please let him remember that the IDP center as a liaison. We announced that IDP center as a recognized center. We are suffering here. It is too much. I mean, the impact of this block is not just something we talk on air. They should go on top to see what is happening to this area. There is no community that you can access. Everywhere now people are stranded, suffering, no food. Mosquito is even its own top more because there is no net to at least protect ourselves.
Mm.
But this is the situation we are over here in Onega.
All right.
People of Onega are suffering. Oshiaku community has been surmised. It's no house that has not been, so I mean, that has not took out the tenants or the occupants of it.
Right, thank you very much. Hopefully we'll get in touch with the local government chairman there and find out what the situation is, how they are handling it, and what the condition in those IDP camps are. If we're going to go by what he has said, you heard him talk about no mosquito nets. Well, it's difficult to feed there because perhaps items haven't gotten to them yet. I'm sure plans should be on to deliver items to them. We'll follow on with that. Goody from Rumakrishi, good morning.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yesterday, I visited, day before yesterday, I visited Ahoga, South Baptist West Road. When I got there, the current of the floor that I saw was as if it was being pumped. It was washing very fast. I was wondering, was it the initial position of this place or just cross the road just like that? And the boys that were there told me that even the middle of it is broken. Even though the flood is up now, the FEMA have to come to that place to repair that place. You see, one thing in life is this. People should stop playing politics with things. Let the state government, not exonerating that. I just had an interview with the man, one of the state government. He said that the governor just traveled, just come back. He was just, he know that he will come. It's not what you want to hear. The first time the governor had been here before this flood, he traveled the day before yesterday to this. The first day he traveled, he has given out the money. When you are trying to exonerate or do something like this, as if you are trying to attack the federal, not the state, we don't need those things. What do we need is go to the state, go to the captain, as many that can help the patriotic Nigerians. They should come and help those people. I wonder what Obuizi, Aga, Egbema, what we will be doing by now. Look at Ebotia, Obrikom, Omok. Most of those places, they always flood by all this flood, natural disaster. Please, they should help those people. At least, that is why the state government, sometimes they have their own helicopter. They can go there and rescue those people, pick them up from wherever they are within the circumference of the area, and pick them up out of the place. And then, when they get the food, go there and make IDP camp out of that place. You can build that IDP camp in the Port Harcourt city so that they will pick them out. It's not a place somebody will to build an IDP camp. Just a...
Apologies, I think you ran out of airtime or something, but you can do well to get back with us. Joel from Joint Camera is on the line. Good morning, Joel. Oh, goodness me. Well, you can get to us using the WhatsApp number as well, 08-09-030-6416. And quickly, another question now is airlifting these items. We have cargo planes, military cargo planes. We have military choppers, helicopters. And these are used for airlifting food items and medical supplies to troops at different times. Whether or not aren't these things available? Can't they be used to airlift food items? That's the question I was asking earlier. It's almost like we're so focused. Are there talks around if we do not do anything to manage the situation, we are going to see a hike in price of food items. I mean, trust human beings. To do that, human beings would. We are going to see scarcity of petrol if we do not plan for these things. And I don't know why it's taking so long. Remember that, was it in Abuja, there was issues of queues because they said that, the situation was that, petrol tankers couldn't come over to the capital because the roads were blocked off with water. How did they solve the problem? These are questions we should ask. What should we be doing? If the Aso Villa was flooded and there was no way, roads were blocked, if any of the government house were cut off from the rest part of the country, how would food items, water, petrol and the rest of them be transported to those areas? I'm sure we have pipelines that can be used to transport petrol because we use them to transport crude. Can they not be used to transport petrol? What can we do? How are we thinking out of the box to handle this situation? Hart from Outer West, good morning. Goodness me. Michael is on the line. Good morning, Michael. Hello, Michael. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I want to respond based on the issue of the flood drain.
Hello? Yes, go on, Michael. This is not nice at all. Well, the WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. So please, if any difficulties you're experiencing, please do well to send us a WhatsApp message. A message on WhatsApp here says, Bayelsa people are suffering, no food and everything is on the high side. A liter of petrol, 700 naira to 1,000 naira, and it's really terrible. Matthew sent in that message. I'm aware because I've had people I spoke with from Bayelsa State who were giving me updates on the situation. And it's really sad. Chima from Ada George is on the line. Good morning. Hello, good morning. Chima. Oh, sadly, we can't hear what Chima is saying. This one says, the president scores himself 100%. How can he say he has done well with insecurity, hunger in Nigeria? Has never gone... I don't understand what you're trying to say here. Sun says, good morning. I'm a student of Futo. I can't go back to school. I've seen videos and pictures and I feel for them. I do not think the government is doing enough. Do we even have to wait till the flood comes before we put safety measures in place? Immaculate from Aba. ASU has now called off the strike, suspended the strike. That's the right word. I'm asking, how would lectures even commence? People in Lagos, how do they get to school if you're schooling in Port Uniport or you're schooling in Bayelsa? How do you get to school with the roads? You're cut off completely. People in Bayelsa that school here in Port Harcourt or school in Lagos or school in other places, how do they return to the classroom? These questions need to be asked. And are we just going to sit down and say, let's wait until when the flood on its own stops? Isn't there anything we can do to reduce the flood level? Isn't there any way we can channel these waters into other places? Aren't there places, canals, rivers we can open up to accommodate more water so we can... Or are we just going to leave? What is being done? Nigerians need answers. Rivers people need answers. What is NEMA doing? What is the Ministry for Disaster Management doing? What is happening? Kingsley is calling from LMA Junction. Good morning, Kingsley.
Yeah, good morning to you, Neandra. How are you?
I'm very fine, thank you. You're welcome. Yeah.
Thank you for your detailed analysis this morning. Okay, I want to ask, based on your analysis, you asked a question, why all these things are going on? I hope and I believe that the African voters are hearing this disaster. What is the plan? Or is it going to go in as norm? Whenever something happens in the country, we shout, and after that, we speak it under the carpet. We wait for another year to come. Now, the issue of that dam, what is the National House of Assembly, the President, and the state government, local government chairman, what is their plan to hold this dam? Because if nothing is being done about it, it's going to happen again. So, basically, it's going to stop. What will happen here after?
Because all these things we keep analyzing every day in Nigeria. If you look at it, it's not working. Why is it not working? If you hear me, my brother, it's so painful that all these things are happening. Go to Bayelsa, go to Delta, River State, and all that surrounding. We are still under siege. And we are talking about poverty, where people are dying. It's so pathetic. I believe that everybody is hearing your voice. And your analysis. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you, Kingsley. I started the conversation with election campaigns that are ongoing. That was where I started the conversation with. Election campaigns are ongoing. Many would even ask at this time, how should we approach this? How should political parties be approaching this? Because I don't know if they can see it how I see it or how it should be seen. This situation is really a disaster, and candidates going about with their campaigns in the manner that they are going about it. I don't know how many candidates have spoken about the situation or what should be done. I mean, the presidential candidates, perhaps they have and I haven't heard, I don't know. But the hurtful thing is that are we thinking beyond relief materials? Because it looks like all concentration is on relief materials, and we just have to wait for nature to handle the whole thing. Nature would decide by itself when we would all come out of our houses. And let's remember a conversation after the flood. What next? The properties have been destroyed, damaged. What is going to happen? I'll take one more call, wrap up with some WhatsApp messages. Vivian from Aouda, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
You're welcome.
Yes, I was at the IDP camp yesterday. What they brought was very little compared to many people that are in camp here. It was only one indomie that they shared. And many women there have a lot of children. How can one indomie be enough? It is not even enough for one child. So these people are with us now. I am calling from Ijike, the right community here, the flood was very high. People are suffering. These governments, I don't know what to say. They are suffering people. They should come to our aid. Our farm is flooded. Even our houses. So the suffering is so much. They should do something and bring relief materials, mosquito and everything.
All right, Vivian. Thank you very much for the information. I think my guest was trying to talk about how they're expecting more today. And I wanted to find out, this relief materials, is it going to be something that would come on a daily basis? Or the moment they do it now, then it's over. We're not seeing them visit again or donate materials again. These are questions that should be answered because people need to eat every day. Are you going to provide the food every day? Or is it going to be weekly? How is this going to work? How about medical supplies? Are we going to set up hospitals in those camps? Because people will fall sick. People should already even be falling sick, looking at that environment that they are in at the moment. On Facebook, the relief materials will at least help them to quench their hunger, which is very important to human beings. Let's not forget what happened during the COVID period and then the NSAS protest, and then when people broke into some wet storehouses and what we saw, foods that were piled and locked away. Remember, prior to that time, distributions were done in this fashion, and then we found out that many more were held up somewhere by some people. Would that be the case now? There's lots of questions to ask. We can't go through all of them this morning. Well, thank you very much. We'll still keep our eye on the flood situation and give you updates every now and then. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. Jude is coming in with Hello Port Harcourt, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be exciting, and you might even get to hear about the flood even more. So stay tuned and listen. Have a wonderful morning.